Bible reading number 219, Matthew 3, verses 1 through 17. John's preaching. During those days, John, the one who immersed people, was proclaiming in the desert in the land of Judea. He said, "Change your hearts. The kingdom of God is very near. This is the man whom God talked about through the prophet Isaiah. There is a voice crying out in the desert, 'Prepare the Lord's road, make his path straight.'" Isaiah 40, verse 3. John always wore clothes made of camel hair. He had a leather belt around his waist. He ate grasshoppers and wild honey. Then people from Jerusalem and all over the land of Judea and all the area around the Jordan River started to come to John. They were admitting that they had sinned. John immersed them in the Jordan River. When John saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his immersions, he said to them, "You are like poisonous snakes. Who warned you to run away from God's punishment which is coming? You must do the things which will show that you have really changed your hearts. Don't think this to yourselves, 'Abraham is our father.' I tell you that God could make descendants for Abraham from these rocks here. The axe is now ready to cut down the trees. Every tree which does not produce good fruit is being cut down and thrown into fire. When you change your hearts, I immerse you in water. But there is one coming later who is more important than I am. I am not worthy to carry his shoes. He will immerse you in the Holy Spirit and in fire. He will come ready to clean the grain. He will separate the good grain from the straw. He will put the good part of the grain into his barn. Then he will burn the straw with a fire which cannot be put out." John immersed Jesus. Then Jesus traveled from the land of Galilee to the Jordan River where John was, so that John could immerse him. But John was trying to stop him. John said, "I need you to immerse me, yet you are coming to me?" Jesus answered him, "Allow this for now, because this is the proper way for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then John did so. After Jesus was immersed, he came up from the water immediately. Look, the sky was open for him. He saw the Spirit of God coming down on him like a dove. Listen, a voice came from heaven and said, "This is my Son, and I love him. I am very pleased with him."